Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, The Misunderstood Ally by Faraz Anam is a geopolitical thriller. The year 2010-11, and the world is in the grip of a war on terror. Reprise threats from indigenous forces resisting foreign presence in Afghanistan have made the developed countries wary of extremism in the Muslim world, creating a clash between Islam and the West. The USA, the sole superpower and leader of the free world, and Pakistan, the Muslim nuclear power, the sole Muslim nuclear power, teetering on the citadel of Islam, are both countries on different sides of this conundrum. But their intertwined interests have brought them into an uneasy alliance against the radical forces rising from Afghanistan. Now, in this volatile environment where all forces fight for supremacy, three individuals from very different backgrounds, strong personalities, diverse opinions on the war on terror, persevere in their beliefs, embarking on a dauntless journey of valor, sacrifice, and discovery. Faraz is a banker by profession. After a brief stay in the Pakistan Air Force, opted to continue his career in civilian life, obtaining a Master of Business Administration degree from the prestigious Lahore University of Management Sciences and an Executive MBA from Rotman School of Management, University of Toronto. He played major roles in two blockbuster television series in Pakistan in the 90s, making him a household name across Pakistan and beyond. Faraz, after having lived in the prime of his life in Dubai, now leads a quiet life while working for a bank based in Toronto. The Misunderstood Ally is his debut novel. Author Faraz Anam, considered one of the most lovable characters to have existed in the history of Pakistani television, is our guest via Skype from Toronto on today's program. Faraz, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Rick. It's great to be here.
Boy, you have done such a nice job with this book. It's hard to believe it's your debut novel. All of the reviews are excellent, and what a story that you tell in The Misunderstood Ally. Let's talk about, I said, a geopolitical thriller. Talk about where this idea came from.
Yeah. So, Rick, when I was working in Dubai and living in Dubai, I was interacting with a lot of people from different nationalities who came and worked in Dubai from different parts of the world. And that was the time when Pakistan, for all the not-so-good reasons, was making headline news in the world because Pakistan had aligned themselves with USA and the developed world, and they were partners in the war on terror. So there was a huge blowback within the country and from neighboring Afghanistan into Pakistan. So there was this imbroglio that Pakistan had found itself in, and there were a lot of people from around the world who had a lot of questions and interests about that region. So they would come up to me, talk to me when they would know that I'm from Pakistan or I belong to Pakistan. So I had to have this discussion with so many people so many times that it kind of inspired me to write a book. And the book was simply to provide the people from the rest of the world an idea of actually what's going on over there without any biases, without any tilt towards one side or the other. So that was the idea behind the book, to provide an objective and dispassionate account of the situation over there through different characters who are very real to life and inspired from real life events.
Well, a job well done in reading the reviews, and it is an international hit. The book is The Misunderstood Ally by Faraz Anam, our guest on the program. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. A common theme is you opened a whole new world for me. So for a lot of us not familiar with what was happening during that period, what's even happening now, it's sort of it's a new view on that part of the world and the relations of the U.S. and other countries. As you read the book, it's very illustrative. It's like sort of a movie unfolding before our very eyes. You're great at storytelling. Have you had any, you're a banker by profession. Did you have any storytelling background? Because you really weave a very compelling story.
Thank you, Rick, for that. Actually, I did not take any formal lessons in story writing, but I was into storytelling and story writing from my childhood days. In my school, I entered into these competitions, story writing competitions, and then I read a lot of books by authors who were also very descriptive in their storytelling. So I took inspiration from such authors, and also what I would do was that when I would go and sit in my attic to write this book, I would actually start hallucinating. I would actually fly to this distant land of make-believe and see things unfolding around me. And whatever I would see unfolding around me, I would be simply writing it or typing it down on the computer. So that's how the story kind of evolved, and that's how it became so descriptive.
You went to the attic. Obviously, you weren't banished to the attic. You chose to go there. Was that because of the fact that you could go in there and sort of isolate yourself, and it's just you and your thoughts?
Yes, exactly. And credit goes to my wife and my kids. They gave me my time. It took me about 2 years to write this book end to end. And I would ask, time out from them, and I would go and sit in my attic alone, isolate myself, and would mentally fly off to a distant land and see things over there, how they are unfolding, and I would be simply writing it down on in the book, typing it down on the computer.
Yes.
And that's how this whole story unfolded.
The book is The Misunderstood Ally by Faraz Inam. If you're Googling, that's Farazinam. The book's available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. You touched on before that you really wanted to do something with an objective look. You weren't coming at this from a particular bias or viewpoint. You develop the characters and depict the characters and their mindset. Talk about that balance in trying to come up with the characters and tell the story and keep it objective.
Yeah. So I think I was fortunate to be living in a place where, there were more than 100 nationalities cohabitating. There was a lot of diversity and inclusion in the city of Dubai, United Arab Emirates, where I lived. And there were all these different views that were discussed over there. And that opened up my eyes towards the different point of views and towards the different perceptions that were prevailing for AFPAC area. So that took me out of my comfort zone and made me more neutral in my outlook towards the situation. And when I felt that I have become neutral in this whole imbroglio, then that I felt that has given me the opportunity to now present to the rest of the world that dispassionate or unbiased account of situation over there. Because first of all, I had come out of a particular mindset and had become more open to other ideas as well.
Did you have a favorite character you've created? I mentioned the three that all of diverse backgrounds that come together. Was there a favorite character, or is it fair to ask an author who created all these characters if you have one that maybe stood out a little in your mind?
Yeah, so I believe, like you rightly said, all of them were very favorite to me, and I would laugh with them, I would cry with them. It would personally, emotionally affect me when something would be happening to one of these characters, and similarly, I would be laughing out loud when something good would be happening to one of these characters. But having said this, there is this another character, and he is the boss of the military commander who's playing one of the leads in the story. So the boss of this character, I think he eventually became my favorite character because he came with a lot of sagacity, with a lot of objectivity, and with a very balanced mindset. So I believe he was my favorite character.
The book is fast-paced, a lot of action there. It's also very informative. Talk about putting a book together that really you sort of share what's happening over there. It's not an educational book, but it's a book that's very entertaining, while at the same time, we pick up little nuances we probably didn't pick up in watching news stories. How do you go about gathering the diverse information to put this story together and to tell it with the accuracy that you have?
Yeah, that's a very good question, Rick. It took me about 2 to 2.5 years to first research on the topic. So I talked to a lot of people from across the divide and, took account of their opinions and their mindsets. So I did a lot of interviews of people in Pakistan, in the West, And then I also researched a lot, read a few books on this account. Then, of course, Googled a few things as well. But having said that, it was based primarily on interviews done with different individuals from different parts of the world who are involved in this war on terror in that region. And that gave me a lot of material to write about on in the book. And on top of that, the incidents that you see in the book are inspired from real-life events. So while the book is a, it's a work of fiction, but the incidents have been inspired from real-life events. So that's why you find it very close to life or very real to life. And that's the feedback that I've also got from people, that the characters, they are not depicted as heroes or heroines. They are regular average people having regular average lives. And what happens with them is, can happen to anyone in this world. So, and that's how people connected with these characters as well, because they were very average characters stuck in a situation where they had to react in a particular way.
Well, that's sort of a common theme as well in the reviews, is I could be this character. We sometimes think of characters in stories like this as is superhuman people. It's something we could strive for. We would never attain it, but you've made them very believable, very human. The book is The Misunderstood Ally by Faraz Anam. What were some of your biggest challenges in writing this book?
Yeah, so that's another very good question, Rick. The biggest challenge for me was to connect the dots. So I had an idea of where to take this book from, to which point do I need to take this book to. So I knew these major events that were part of the book, but the challenge was to connect the dots, link these events, while not giving up on the fast tempo or the pace of the book, or without making the book dreary or boring in the middle. So how is it that I can maintain that pace? The reader can still be interested in reading the book while he is going from one point to the other in the book. So I guess that was my challenge, to keep the book fast-paced all along rather than having its dull moments or drag moments.
You know, you did this in a very unbiased way, but you had to ruffle some feathers possibly with the extremists on all sides of the issue. Do you ever worry about your personal safety? Because you're a very visible person with personality back in Pakistan. When you visit Pakistan or the United States, is there ever any concern that I really should be looking over my shoulder now?
No, Rick. Honestly speaking, while that threat or that danger has always been there, and perhaps to this day, but I don't worry much about it. Well, when you have to go, you got to go. So it can be in your bed or it can be outside. So I'm not concerned about that. But thank you for asking.
Our guest is Faraz Anam. He's the author of The Misunderstood Ally, an international geopolitical thriller and bestseller. You'll find it wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places worldwide. And some good news. I read that the book has been submitted possibly for a motion picture. Can we see a movie based on the book, maybe something like a Netflix production? Everybody's streaming, and this would just fit into that category. But where are we coming with that project, and should I even mention it? I don't want to jinx it here, but I'd love to see this on a screen of some size.
Well, so a storyboard has been made and submitted in the so-called Hollywood Movie Bank by the publisher, because they saw the potential in this movie, in this story. But as and when it gets picked up, or if and when it gets picked up, it's anybody's guess. But I'm still, positively thinking about it. Perhaps one day we can get to see it on screen.
Well, it's a great story, so well told, The Misunderstood Ally by Faraz Anam, our guest on the program. I mentioned the success that you had on television, a major superstar back in Pakistan with the three. You played army officers in three drama series over 30 years. I didn't check Guinness. I forgot to before the program. That has to be a record of some kind. The feedback over there is you are a major personality. Difficult to see, and most would look at that and go, wow, I would have just stayed over there and continued my career and make TV and motion pictures. you decided that you were going to go in a different direction. Talk about that decision to leave that behind you, at least for now, and get back into banking.
Yeah. Well, Rick, that opportunity of playing the role of an Army cadet was because of the cadetship background that I had, the actual cadetship background that I had, and that kind of brought me to play this role on TV. And then that serial, it became such a big hit in Pakistan that the producers wanted to make a sequel and promote my character to an officer. So 5 years later, a sequel came in which I played the role, the same role, but as an officer in the Pakistan Army. And that became one of the biggest hits in Pakistan. And then recently, a spin-off of that was made in Pakistan, in which I was recalled to play the role, this time of the father of the lead. So this guy is now a major general in the Pakistan Army, and his son joins the army, and what happens with him. So, yeah, you may be right when you say that this is one character that I have played over 30 years. And these are the only three drama series that I've done in which I've played the same character. And in real life, as I have aged, this character has aged with me. So the reason why I did not continue in the showbiz was because I felt that I may not be able to do justice with a lot of different roles that may be offered to me. I felt that this character is very real to my my personality, which is very close to my personality, and that's the reason why I think I pulled it off. But if I'm given different characters to play, I may not be able to do justice with them. So I thought better to, you know, stick to banking, number crunching, rather than go into showbiz and perhaps make a fool out of myself trying to play different roles.
Well, I'm sure you wouldn't do that. And you're living in Canada. They do great television production up there. Of course, in North America, you've got so much going on down here. Hopefully, if they came to you and said, yeah, Faraz, we've got a character, this is perfect for you, would you consider it? I don't have an offer specifically, but if somebody came to you with an offer, would you consider it to get back on the screen?
Well, if the character is very close to my real life or my real personality, and I think I can do justice with it, I may have I may have a look at it and I may think about it. But that situation so far hasn't come.
Well, right now we will follow Faraz with his book, an international bestseller, The Misunderstood Ally, Faraz Inam. That's Faraz Inam. A couple minutes left in the program. I want to talk about your background. You start off in the Pakistani Air Force with the military training, educated with the degrees that I talked about. Not really formally trained in acting or writing, but you've accomplished so much in both of those. Have you decided what you want to be when you grow up? I mean, you've got this diverse background there with all these different things that you've done so successfully. What are you looking for? Is there something else you would like to achieve?
Yeah, I think life is a journey, and it's so interesting when I look back and see where I started from and where I am right now. I'm sitting in Toronto and, doing what I am over here in the financial sector. Well, the idea is to bring it all together and somehow make it for the betterment of the people around me, somehow bring it all together and, do some community work or do something from which I can serve the community and serve the people. So I'm still thinking about it, that how can I use all these things that I have accomplished so far towards the betterment of humanity and community.
In the back of your mind, as you were writing The Misunderstood Ally in the attic, as you were going through all of this, was one of the reasons not just to tell a really gripping story. It's hard to put it down at night, and you're trying to squeeze in a chapter or two more, give up a little sleep, I need to find out where the story's going. But was part of that that I really want to share this story? There's so much here. It's not a black and white world we live in, is it? Isn't it? And you really give us a different perspective with the people, the country, everything involved in what goes on in the war on terror and just life in life on a global stage.
Yes, you're right. I mean, I felt that there was so much of misperception out there in the world,
yes,
anywhere that I traveled, including Pakistan, as well as abroad. There was a lot of misperception about the other side. And since I was living in Dubai and I had become pretty neutral in my outlook, I felt that there were a lot of perceptions which had become deceptive and which had to be clarified. So this book was, in a way, an attempt to make a lot of perceptions, different, or to straighten out a lot of misperceptions that were out there. So, yeah, that was another attempt of this book. And so while the book was written in such a way that it is a fast-paced thriller, it was also written with an attempt to educate the reader about what is actually going on over there, or what are the different mindsets over there, and then they can decide what is right, what is wrong, and whether there is anything wrong out there.
Yes. The Misunderstood Ally is Peraza's debut novel. Are you slipping back into the attic, writing something else now? You're so talented. This was just an excellent job that with the first book worldwide. Are you working on another book as well?
I am actually researching on another book that would be a sequel to this one. I've been encouraged a lot by readers who have approached me from different parts of the world, complimenting the book and strongly encouraging me to write a sequel to this. So I am currently researching on that. And well, in coming years, I may, cobble up another book which could be a sequel to this one.
What's this been like? It's different getting reaction from readers of the book. You have to go to social media sites and see what comments you're getting. Whereas when you were doing the TV series, you'd walk down the street and people would come running up to you for an autograph. What's it like writing this book and sitting back and looking at the reviews? And there has to be great satisfaction in what you've accomplished.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a humbling experience, I must say, that when strangers, complete strangers, reach out to me on social media or write their reviews on sites like Goodreads and all that, and presenting me with their thoughts on the book, and coming from complete strangers living halfway around the world and writing good things about the book, that is a very humbling experience for me, and it kind of encourages me to write more and share my thoughts and my ideas and share the story that is inside me with the world out there.
Well,
it's a very encouraging and humbling experience.
As a reader, I'm glad to hear that. The book is called The Misunderstood Ally by Faraz Anam. That's Farazinam. The geopolitical thrillers available basically wherever books are sold. You can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Get information on the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the Google, all of the usual places. Faraz, it's been fun. Great having you on the program. Would love to do it again. Thank you for sparing some time in your busy schedule to talk about the book.
Thank you so much, Rick, for having me over. It's been such a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Faraz Anam, our guest. The book is The Misunderstood Ally. Information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.